teach me what is right from wrong. You teach me how to sing that song. And everything you do and what you say. And that you know, my friend, you take me there along my way. And everything that you do, come close to me. You teach me what is right from wrong. You teach me how to sing that song. And that you take me far away into the day. And that you know things are true. And that you know just what to do. And I know the things that you say to my lovely friend. You take me to that silent home. You tell me I'm just never alone. Each and every step along that way, you take me there in today. And I know things are gonna be there all for you. And that you take me to that silent world, that's my home. Flying on that wings of love to you, you know what to do now, my friends all are there. Flying home.
Om Shanti. I would like to take this opportunity to welcome Divine Brother Nirbhay in the midst of all of us. So let us give Nirbhay Bhai a big hand, two hands clap. Thank you. And I'm sure all of us were waiting to hear from Nirbhay Bhai for a long time. Many of you are asking, where are we going to meet Nirbhay Bhai, whether we are going to meet or not. So we had requested for him to be here before most of you will be leaving in a couple of days. So we really thank Nirbhay Bhai for making this time for us, and he will be sharing with us inspirations from Bab Dada's Muralis of this season. And after Nirbhay Bhai's sharing, we will also have the opportunity to meet Nirbhay Bhai personally through Drishti and Toli. So don't go away, stay until the end to enjoy the whole celebration, the meeting. Thank you.
For more than a week, all of us have been enjoying celebrations. I'm sure these celebrations must have given a lot of inspiration to everyone, or anyone from amongst you feel that it's too much, because on one side, when all of us met Bab Dada, Baba's emphasis was mainly on being a bindu, a dot, connecting with Baba, another dot, and applying the dot for whatever has happened so far. How long can we keep that consciousness of being a dot beside the dot and putting a dot to the past? The soul is conscient, cannot stay without thoughts as long as we are in this physical form. The thought of being just a dot beside a dot can be there, can be experienced. But how long can you do that in 24 hours? Those who can do it for 24 hours, just raise your hands. One. There is one. No. 8 hours, as Baba says, 8 hours. Anyone? Yes, there is one. 4 hours? One more. So we can see from our day-to-day experience, we can experience what Baba mentioned, but not all the time. So why Baba emphasizes on this aspect? Meditation part, what Baba gave us that night, that was of a different kind. Do you remember what Baba said? What sort of embodiment you should be at that time? Embodiment of Golden Age deity, rulers, self-sovereign or Golden Age rulers, worship-worthy rulers, okay. So on one side, Baba makes us conscious of being just star-like or dots. And the other side, the practice was different. How do you manage to keep harmony of both? Because in the previous Murli, before this one, when Baba gave the meditation practice in between, that was just being in the soul world beside the Supreme Father, becoming very powerful and radiating that light and might, directing it to this world. And this time it was little different. If I put it in my way of expressing, I would say this was practical training for what is Manmana Bhav and Madhyaji Bhav. Just being fully focused on one, becoming very powerful, spreading that light and might, to purify the vibrations. And then, when everything is purified, what we can enjoy, what kind of life we can enjoy. Worship-worthy deities. While we are practically in those costumes, we won't have to do such practice. It will be a natural life. So what I gather from Baba's way of explaining during all this season, all the Murlis, through deep consciousness, through this practice, we should be able to reach our highest stage and then live naturally, living soul consciousness naturally, living God consciousness naturally. And the way to do that is through this kind of intense practice. And the other side, what I could gather was from all the Muralis, you see, right from the beginning of the season till the last Murali, all the Muralis are very personal. They give you a feeling of very deep personal relationship between us and the Father. Baba doesn't talk much about the rest of the world. Every Murali starts with the relationship of the children with the Father. And praising the children, praising the relationship, praising the achievement from this relationship. Why? Why? Because what I feel that by doing so, if we are able to comprehend how Baba feels about this relationship, what value Baba has, similarly in our hearts, in our minds, in our consciousness, a similar appreciation, a similar evaluation needs to be there. When that is there, automatically our minds, our thoughts would be withdrawn from all other connections, relations, attractions, for which we strive throughout. Ever since we become Baba's children, we keep on working on withdrawing and connecting, withdrawing and connecting. So through this appreciation of our personal relationship with the Supreme Parents, and to feel that it's a real thing, not just imaginative, not only during the practice of special meditation sitting, but it's naturally there all the time. If that is appreciated, I'm sure it may not be seed stage all the time, but very natural consciousness. And in that consciousness, automatically, very elevated thinking, very elevated outlook, and very elevated planning to serve. That's what I have been able to understand from the way Baba explains and Baba gives the feeling. Second thing which I have been appreciating in my heart always, the beauty of this relationship. Baba spends so much time with us. How long did we spend this time? Leave aside the remembrance part, in practical, face to face. How long were you there, feeling Baba's presence? Were you there or you were not there? Were you there all the time? Sure? Not wandering anywhere else? How many hours? 4. 4 hours. Now tell me, those 4 hours, if you were really there and you felt Baba's presence, which Bhagat, it was Shivratri time, people spend whole night invoking Shiv Baba. singing songs, devotional songs, they don't get even a vision. There may be someone getting a vision. But here, because of the relationship of the father and the children, practical get together of the divine family, and in practical, personal celebration. Many times I read in the newspapers, many grandchildren, great-grandchildren, grandchildren, then children, they all come together to celebrate the birthday of their great-grandparents, who may be 125 years old, 110 years old. And you look at the pictures, the great-grandmother or great-grandfather would be like this, or may not be able to see even, leave aside speaking. And yet there is so much joy in that celebration. And here, just see the spirit behind the celebration of Shivratri. When Baba says, it's the divine birth of the father, of Brahma Baba, of Mamma, of every child, all together, on the same day. Do you accept it? Did you feel it, that it was your birthday, along with Baba's birthday? But Baba reminds us that this is something unique. When the Supreme Father incarnates, all of us incarnate. It's not our birthday like the Laukik birthday, the worldly birthday. We too have re-emerged or reincarnated. And that too for a specific purpose. The third part of every Murli. On one side, Baba reminds us about the beautiful thing happening, that we all re-emerge along with the Father. And it's not merely like the Laukik world. It's for a specific purpose. And what is that specific purpose? Removing the darkness of ignorance, yes. The purpose is, firstly, for every individual regaining the lost paradise, regaining the kingdom of heaven, regaining the golden stage of the self. That is one thing which is very important for every one of us, which never happens whenever we celebrate Laukik birthdays. Such a thing doesn't happen. There is no such appreciation. There may be for a prince, for a princess sometimes, that when a birthday is celebrated, and when the prince or princess reach the age of 18, they receive the crown or something like that. Very rarely. But here, while we take this rebirth, re-emerge, immediately Baba crowns us. And the crowning is for this life, as God's Sahabzade we call, children of the Lord. If someone gets the title of Lord in England, people consider it very, very fortunate thing happening, very something very great. And here, we are, the moment we realize we are God's children, we become the Lord of Lords. So this is something what I feel Baba wants us to become conscious of, the achievement on becoming Baba's children. And that would bring such intoxication inside, take us away from all those things which are not needed during this age of confluence. Such intoxicated stage can be achieved by appreciation of this new birth, Alaukik birth. When we hear the history of the beginning of Yajna, at that time, so what I feel, that again and again, Baba's emphasis, by reminding us, emphasis on the appreciation of our present diamond-like birth as Brahmins. When Baba says, it is higher than the deities of golden age. This is diamond age. If that intoxication is there all the time, you can imagine what kind of vibration will be created. Like Dadi Janki, Mast Fakir. Mast Fakir, you understand? No? Very intoxicated, but like a hermit, wanderer. Wandering hermit. And to make everyone conscious of the fact what lies in being God's children or Brahma Baba's children in the beginning of Yajna, Baba had planned and given special guidance and training to the sisters and brothers who were staying in Yajna at that time. To remain in that intoxication for weeks together, observing silence, and just feeling that, seeing each other with that kind of outlook, worship worthy deities, kings and queens. That was something to remind us and to re-emerge the original sanskars, that as God's children, what do we inherit from Baba? And if that positive stage is developed, what happens? The soul becomes very light. Flying stage all the time. Then the effect of negativity of this world is hardly there. And the third thing, or fourth thing, another intoxicating part, what I see is, when Baba says the third dot, that can be applied in the way Baba said, whatever is past is past. That means don't worry about what has happened so far. But we also are advised to learn from the past. And the other part is, every kalpa. I remember those words which were written in Hindi in the spiritual museum on Baba's direction. At this very time, in this very costume, you were here 5,000 years ago. People were not able to understand. But the Brahmins who have grasped Baba's wisdom properly, have understood the depth of the knowledge of the cycle. It's very intoxicating point. Sometimes it becomes a little hard also on one, the other side. If we are not able to lead accurate Brahmin lives, and at that time if you start thinking, oh, what to do? I made this mistake, last kalpa, this kalpa, it will happen again. Then it's very, is it intoxicating? It's not intoxicating. We become dejected. And for that Baba said, bindu, dot, put a full stop. Don't worry about that. Don't waste time on that. But the other side is the achievement on becoming Baba's children. It's very intoxicating to think that we become Baba's children every kalpa. We receive this inheritance. We receive this wonderful life higher than any other life in this world. Playing our roles side by side with God, it's not a small thing. And it's not merely when Baba comes and we go to the stage and we are side by side. Baba says, no. The moment you think of me, I am beside you. And we have experienced, all of us have that. Wherever we are, whether we are in Madhuban, whether we are outside Madhuban. But if we keep that consciousness, Baba is beside us, always. So playing our roles side by side with the Supreme Soul. Just imagine, it's not a small thing. It's the most intoxicating thing. Though it is the third dot, but I feel if this is appreciated in the right way, cyclic repetition of drama, it's very intoxicating. So when such approach is there towards what Baba has been explaining in a very simple way, very simple way, we can remain intoxicated all the time. And when you are intoxicated, what would be the result on your face? Smiling always. Always smile in your eyes. Always smile on your lips. Unending intoxication. Everlasting intoxication. Most beautiful intoxication. And when you are intoxicated, what's the condition of your mind? What's the condition of your heart? Very normal, very natural, but very light and happy. This is what I feel. And this sanskara will go with us in golden age. when we say that golden age deities, they have smile all the time. What's the basis? Because of this realization that we are now playing our roles side by side with the Supreme Parents, Supreme Soul. The most intoxicating point in the whole this knowledge, wisdom. That sanskara goes with us. And that brings us very close to Brahma Baba and Mamma or Dadis, whatever you comprehend or you think, the souls who would be playing that kind of role in golden age, you would be so close to them. And not as subjects, as double-crowned princes and princesses. When Baba says the third dot, I feel it's again an indication, a signal, preparation for playing our roles in next life. What kind of costumes you will have, what kind of crowns you will have, what kind of decorations you will have, what kind of setup you will have. You know, it is a reminder again. That's how I look at the three dots. Otherwise, what happens? You simply think three dots, I am a soul, Baba is another dot. Let's forget about drama, put a dot. And after a while you start getting bored. No. When we churn on this properly, the intoxication comes. Oh, what a wonderful roles we have to play. This would automatically keep us in very, very high stage of meditation. Like the kings and queens thinking about the welfare of their subjects, you would be spreading very powerful vibrations of love, peace and purity. So the thought of the third dot or drama makes us realize that we are hero actors in this drama. And as hero actors, what is the role to be played at this time? It's very important role. Baba says, even the deities, when you are in the form of deities, in golden age, you won't play that role. On one side, Baba makes us understand or feel that Shiv Baba will not be there in golden age. So that way, the importance of our roles at this time. And the other side is, deities will not be serving this world, which Brahmins do at this time. So that way it's a very heroic role to transform the world. That's the intoxication we need to carry all the time. When you are intoxicated, the smile will be there. You can't help smiling. And when we have this kind of approach, this kind of intoxication, we are automatically above the currents of this Mayavi world. Unaffected, untouched, uninfluenced. Then one can realize the beauty of Brahmin life. We hear many Hindi songs about the intoxication in Brahmin life. But on practical field we find it's not practically lived by everyone. entangled in so many problems. Baba's concern for the world, the other thing, what I realized from the Murlis of the season. In the first Murli, Baba gave us very deep feeling. Don't you feel concerned about the suffering society? They are your sisters and brothers. That's the other thing what Baba wants us to keep thinking. And for that, physically we may not be able to do so much. Materially we may not be able to do so much. But Baba wants us to help the humanity through our positive attitude and powerful positive vibrations, comforting vibrations. Just as we go to Baba's room and we feel so comfortable there, anyone coming before you should feel that immediately. That kind of stage needs to be evolved. That's what Dadi feels. Why is she asking everyone to organize big programs, special programs for Shivratri, special programs for... There is nothing else. It's not for any other show. But she feels that suffering of society and to bring them out. And Baba reminded us, they are your sisters and brothers. Don't you feel, don't you hear their cries? They don't know what to do. You have seen the light. You are treading on that path. Become lighthouses. So this is what I have gathered from Baba's Murlis of the season. In short, on one side is the intoxication that it is diamond-like life. It should be lived all the time. And other side is servers all the time. Even in our sleep and dreams. Om Shanti. Any questions? You can play that role only when you are having 100% humility. With ego we can't play that role. Self-respect, what we are, and then servers, humility, concern. That's what I have seen in Bap Dada, Sakar Baba also. I'm your most obedient servant, Father. Baba's words. And on the day of Shivratri, when we were hoisting the flag, if you remember, at Om Shanti Bhavan, were you there? When Dadiji suddenly got the thought that Gulzar Dadi should go in trance and get a message. Going into trance is not in our hands, it's up to Baba. So we invoked Baba. And what Baba said, you remember? So we got the message immediately. We didn't have to do any special thing at that time. Simply, all of us were in that consciousness. remembering Baba and waiting. And Baba gave a beautiful message. So Baba on one side is the highest authority, and the other side is such humility. So this is what we need to learn when we say follow Father practically. That's why Baba said, ever ready servers. If you remember the Murli, latest Avyakt Murli, ever ready servers. So when we consider ourselves servers, ego will not be there. So intoxicated. But it's nice being with you. I was waiting for a chance. I'm missing Madhuban, I'm missing these meetings very much. But it's something like being obedient to what Dadi says. She wants me to stay at Shantivan, so that I am available whenever there is something. She likes to talk, she likes to say. So, both sides. After 33 years of being in Madhuban here, this is the first season I have spent in Shantivan. But I do come here. The other day I asked her if I could go back and stay in Madhuban. Now it's not so cold and so many sisters and brothers are there. First she said, yes, that's a good thought. And in the next sentence she said, you can spend a couple of days there and come back. And third thing she said, go in the morning and come back in the evening. And I had planned this, that I would come in the morning. And suddenly there was a meeting. And then, so attending the meeting. That's why the class was shifted to the evening. But nice to be here, nice to be with you.